This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big, important transmission on this Friday worldwide broadcast. But first, well, we also have one of the top survivors from Benghazi joining us today. A lot of other big guests. But first off, a key report from John Bowne. Breitbart and InfoWars under investigation for ties to Russia. Report. That's right. Stephen Bannon trying to cut middle class taxes, rebuild our military, and defend our borders and get the VA working right, as well as kill Obamacare. Decorated Navy officer. Can't trust him. Can't trust anybody. But we can trust Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and John Podesta and Michael Moore, can't we?
We need to reduce the deficit because, and so therefore we must cut education. That is a stupid a moment of comedy, of goodwill. But this budget is really a slap in the face of the future.
And Barack Obama Day will not be celebrated in the former president's home state. Lawmakers in Illinois voting down the proposal to honor his birthday as a state holiday on August 4th.
I would just add, you know, this should be of concern to everyone that the Russians are trying to influence our election. But I'll answer your question directly, which is that she said all throughout this campaign she will crack down on Wall Street. She said it to, there's nothing that she has said in private that she doesn't say in public.
And this, you see, has been built up for months. At first, when they came out and said, oh, the Russians stole the election, it'd be too much. But I told you, they were going to build it until they say that Breitbart's Russian, Stephen Bannon's Russian, I'm Russian, and Trump's Russian. And if Trump and his people don't counterstrike when Hillary is openly on the communist Chinese payroll, sold 30% of our uranium to Russia, got all of these tens of millions for it, and if they don't start the indictments of the open crimes they've committed, they're not going to stop.
This company, Uranium One, had outposts in the U.S. in uranium mines. So they were essentially bargaining to sell their company to the Russians so the Russians could, in part, control U.S. uranium production. And in order for that deal to be signed off on, one of the federal agencies of the United States that had to okay it, because this is national security, is the State Department, then headed up by Hillary Clinton.
It's undisputed. Even the precious New York Times admits that. So what's the big story here?
The FBI is very careful in how we handle information about our cases and about the people we are investigating.
First, I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value. The House Intelligence Committee will thoroughly investigate surveillance and its subsequent dissemination. Who was aware of it? Why it was not disclosed to Congress, who requested and authorized the additional unmasking, whether anyone directed the intelligence community to focus on Trump associates, and whether any laws, regulations, or procedures were violated.
And the globalists are the traitors. They're the outside group that has come in and taken over the country. And here we are, not just in the United States, but worldwide, saying kick the oligarchs out, kick the globalists out. And to claim it's Russian is the most ridiculous thing on earth, but they don't care. Once it's discovered to be elite, unelected, above the law, tax exempt, diplomatically immune, totally corrupt, the new royalty, we reject Kim Jong-un. We reject Queen Elizabeth II. We reject George Soros and the new royalty at the UN. We're done. Well, it's breaking all over the news. They have the smoking gun proof that Obama did spy on the president. It's exactly how we told you he did it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Then that would also mean that in the case of General Flynn, not only did a masking take place, but also an intelligence leak, which, as I understand it, never happens in a case where signal intelligence such as this is, in fact, obtained. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've never heard of that happening before. And as I've said many times, the only crime that we know has been committed here is that one, and it's quite clear that it was a crime. I think you said it right, Sean. These programs are vitally important to the security of our country, and that's why we take this seriously here in Congress, to conduct our oversight. And clearly, when I see a problem, I'm going to point it out.
In the case of any type of leak, that would be a violation of the Espionage Act. That would be a felony. That would be 5 years potentially in prison.
That's correct. It appears like that happened, right? I mean, we won't know until we got all the details, but from my perspective, it appears like that was a crime.
And that raises another question, because you talked about it being widely dispensed within the intelligence community, meaning many people saw the surveillance of the president-elect and his transition team, and they were identified. Then it goes to the issue of how many people had access to it. 2 weeks before President Obama left office, he modified Executive Order 12333, which allowed the sharing of this type of intelligence, which had never happened before, with 16 other agencies. Is there a possibility that was done so that leaks could be covered up, sir?
Well, in the reports that I read, they were clearly disseminated far and wide, and I don't think it actually has anything to do with the change in that procedure. But what I saw was disseminated pretty far, and in many cases you have to wonder why, which is why I raised the question.
But prior to that modification of Executive Order 12333, it was not usual practice to widely disseminate. So certainly they had to look, if this happened in November and December, that didn't happen until January, the alteration of 12333. Is there anybody that you saw that had dissemination of these documents?
Well,
that,
I just want to be, I don't want to get in the weeds here, Sean. I don't believe that change impacted what I saw.
Okay.
But with that said, I will say that the dissemination was pretty far and wide. And like I've said before, I think it appears to me that it was all legal. The question is should it have been done in the first place? Did it meet foreign intelligence value? And then secondly, were any other American names unmasked? And I have information that says that they're...
All right. Now, that's Representative Nunes, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, telling you the exact truth of the law and how it works. That's why this is so ridiculous. Everything a president-elect does on a telephone is recorded by law when they're talking to foreign leaders. What's illegal is unmasking the president, unmasking Flynn, saying you have proof that they're selling us out to the Russians. The bluff gets called. The House and Senate Intelligence Committees get their proof. There's not even phone calls till the middle of December that are supposed to be phone calls to the Russians and everybody else. Trump was calling hundreds and hundreds of world leaders a day. When he called me 3 days after the election, he said, Alex, your number, whatever. I only got 5 minutes with you, and I've already called 100 and something people. And I've told folks about that. That's what Trump was doing. It's what Flynn was doing. But that's what's so crazy about this, is that that's what CNN and MSNBC and ABC and even Fox News for the last 2 weeks was saying. The president may get impeached. What a bold statement. It's actually been 3 weeks. Claiming the NSA was spying on him. That's what it is when under law, they're spying on the foreign diplomats and leaders through those digital interfaces. And now Nunes comes out and says, no, I've seen the evidence, which they just play stupid with at the NSA and other agencies, the record of them spying on Trump. He's seen the records. And then we know some of the other sources that have gotten information to Nunes showing illegal spying was going on by Obama going back 8-plus years ago when he first got into office against Donald John Trump, that everybody knew had the top TV shows, you name it, the top Q scores, the top likability. Back then, he had like 90% likability with the public in national polls. So they said, you got to run for president. Remember, he wasn't a right-winger or a left-winger back then. He was just Donald Trump, the entertainer, the golfer, the billionaire. The guy with the beautiful wife. So this is a real Waterloo for the Democrats and the deep state because they were so foolish, they came out and said, we have the intercepts that Trump is selling us out to the Russians. Well, they had the intercepts, but he wasn't selling us out. Then Trump said, you've leaked that information. That's illegal, cut and dry. And they went, oh, like Porky Pig. We didn't do that. We never surveilled anybody. This is preposterous. We're like, here's thousands of headlines, hundreds out of the Washington Post and New York Times. Here's one writer that wrote 3 stories, one writer that wrote 4 stories, one writer that wrote 8 stories. In the New York Times alone, saying wiretaps, intercepts, transcripts of Flynn and other Trump people selling us out to the Russians. On and on and on and on and on and on. But what's the big takeaway here? They thought you were stupid, I was stupid, and didn't know the facts. And now Sean Hannity's up there, God love him, giving you the U.S. code, giving you the law, how they were doing it. It's all law. It's all on the books. It's going on for 50 years or more. So now Fox News calls it potential smoking gun last night, showing Obama administration spied on Trump team, sources say. This is like saying smoking gun that the Gulf of Mexico exists. Smoking gun Mother Teresa existed. It's like smoking gun. I'm holding a laptop or an iPad in my hand. Anyone can see I am. Smoking gun. I've got a shot of North America behind me on the Jumbotron. Smoking gun. I'm wearing a baby blue shirt. Smoking gun. I'm wearing a black sports wristwatch. Smoking gun. My hair's falling out. Smoking gun. Smoking gun. And I have to sit here being the person telling you this for 20 years the same way every time. They have keyword software. They're grabbing everything. It runs through the major telecom hubs. And now they've moved on to more advanced stuff. Because it was all declassified 20 years ago. And they would just say, oh, that's the crazy conspiracy theorist. And they would pick things that sounded weird. I'd be sent video from shot from a nursing home in Kingsville, Texas, of, you know, 18 helicopters coming in and blowing up the old police station and scaring the town in some Delta Force drill. I'm not against Delta Force, but I show the video terrorizing people. What is the PSYOP? The military high-up folks say this is the condition of the public. Bill Clinton's ordered this. The military doesn't like it. This isn't just a training mission. And they had headlines across the country saying Alex Jones believes black helicopters exist, and they start this whole black helicopter thing. People were seeing them all over the country doing drills, and they were doing a test to tell you, you're crazy, there's no black helicopters. Despite the fact that I had former Delta Force people telling me what the program was, and had emergency managers and police chiefs. And I have the video of the police chief in San Antonio in an interview in his office, where they offered him $200,000 cash, Delta Force did, to let them run secret operations and basically assassination squads and things like that inside San Antonio. And it was going on all over the country. And the Delta Force didn't like it. They were being used by the president, because the average person isn't going to say no to one of our best military units. They're going to believe there's some reason. They used our James Bond types to go compromise. And Ali Philippus had been in Army intelligence. He said, listen, get the hell out of my office. Then he found out they bought off almost the whole city. Then AP had to admit, okay, Alex Jones is right. The black helicopters are here, and they're absolutely running PSYOPs. But see, this is how they work, ladies and gentlemen. Then they go, Alex doesn't like the Army. No, the Army doesn't like what they're being told to do. See, the Army's our Army. The government's our government. I never hated the government. I didn't like the globalists that hijacked it. And I've told you thousands of times. But if you're a new listener, this is key. Globalism's illegal. It's corrupt. It's anti-human. It's absolutely greedy. It wants to make you poor to control you. And it's so arrogant, it's written hundreds of books and white papers and university studies admitting their global plan. This movement is a scientific dictatorship, in their words, called a technocracy. And if you ever expose it's there and ever make them admit, okay, Obamacare isn't free, or okay, they really are coming after our guns, or okay, there really are globalists and a global government that's out to take our freedoms. If you ever force that and the public finally admits it's real, it's like admitting that, again, that the sun came up this morning. But it's this peer pressure mind control where they go, there's no NSA spying. Nobody spied on Trump. That's insane. You're like, you just said a week ago you were spying on him. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. CNN came on last week and said, Alex Jones is preposterous. He claims I wrote articles about wiretapping and the president being spied on. And the very author's name, I kept saying three, was on four articles saying surveillance, wiretapping, intercepts, transcripts of the president and his transition team selling us out to the Russians. And he went on CNN and said it didn't exist. If you're a radio listener, the article's flashback, New York Times admits wiretaps used against Trump. Let's scroll down. We'll show you a screenshot of just one of the articles where it says wiretap data used in inquiry on Trump aides. And I can play you the same guy saying it doesn't exist and you're crazy. Well, guess what? It doesn't work anymore, these little control freaks. So, the big takeaway here is Davos man is dead. Bilderberg man is dead. The guy that founded Bilderberg literally died, as you know, a few days ago, David Rockefeller. But in their own writings, they're saying globalism is dead, and they're not saying it to play possum. Their corrupt system is going to fall. Now they're just trying to steal as much money as they can and run to armored redoubts in the Pacific Ocean. That's a fact. I've read about it and heard about it from some sources. And I went and investigated it in Kauai. I think I'm going to go to Tasmania and investigate it as well. And there they were building their mountaintop armored fortresses, helicopter pads, everything. Kicking the locals off their land, you name it. And it's even worse in Tasmania. That's really out in the middle of nowhere. And they are pulling out. They're planning something big. I don't have an idea. I know what's in their cards. I know what's in their spectrum of plans. And if people can't admit the stuff that's in their face, how are you going to admit to yourself and change the stuff that is absolutely going on, but is 50 times more scary? I'm not going to sit here and stick my head in the sand. Globalism is criminal. It is anti-human. It is a horrible ideology. The worst the world's ever seen. It comes out of the eugenics, social Darwinism movement that spawned the fascist, like Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. It's bad. And Hitler and Mussolini were unorganized morons compared to the globalists. But they don't care if you're white or black. They want to dumb everybody down and play us off, but they use race politics posing as the left. That's the global plan. Energize the giant third world population, implode them, flood the West, dictate the surrender of the West to the globalists. 3 million North African Muslims are waiting under the UN Migration/Borders Board, run by the founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, and they're ordering Europe right now, the EU under UN, talk about dictatorship, to let 3 million in the next 6 months. 3 million on top of the 5 million documented, 80% of them military-age men, flooding in. What is that plan? Sutherland told The Guardian 3 years ago and gave a speech to the EU saying it's to end Western civilization and white culture. When they say white, though, folks, they mean due process, juries, electricity, all the stuff. They don't want the world getting the idea that you... And our system's not perfect. But boy, go to Guatemala, go to North Korea, go to Venezuela, go to Nigeria, which is one of the better African countries, go to South Africa, and then tell me how good those places are. Go to Cuba. Go to Eastern Europe, where everything's a screw job and a ruling class. There's nothing but a mafia. Your only hope is getting your daughter or your son married in to one of the local power structures. That's all there is. The whole culture is about butt kissing, not about innovation, not about building, not about a future. America isn't perfect. Europe isn't perfect. We're trying to get to that renaissance. Just the idea of it created all this technology you're looking at, the medicine, everything. But it's all got a bad side because the globalists have hijacked with Trojan horses the culture, the electronics, the medicine, everything for their agendas because they don't want to give us Promethean fire that our ancestors built. The human culture all contributed to the science we have. It's just that the plague hit Europe 1,000 years ago, 800 years ago, 600 years ago, and wiped out the elites because they were in the cities and left the farmers. And that's what caused the Renaissance, was actually people out working hard far away from cities who had their own little industries and were too far away for the nobles to come, you know, enslave them completely. All those secret technologies that have been held back, going back through different cultures, were then able to spring forth because a large part of the population died and we were able to get the Renaissance going. Because the elite were basically wiped out. It's the only reason we have. It's not that even Europe is better than other, you know, regions and groups in the world. They've all had technologies and things just as advanced, but their elites kept them behind the city walls and never gave it to the public. Same thing the Europeans did. Whether it's Japan or ancient Europe or ancient Mesoamerica, it's the ancient Africa, the elites don't want new innovation going to the people because they're controlling everyone with it. And that same fight we've been dealing with forever is what we're facing now. I've got more of the Nunes clips I want to get to. I've got the confirmation hearings. I always say his name wrong. Gorsuch. We've got that. We've got the clips from the president. We've got a bunch of huge guests joining us today. But the Democrats are openly in the news saying sabotage the economy, plunge the economy, stop Trump, kill Trump, overthrow Trump. On and on and on. And look, I'm going to tell you what Trump's doing. He's letting the Republican establishment have their way with a little bit better bill to put it back into Congress, and he knows it's going to go to the Senate and it's going to get killed. But then he's tried to get rid of Obamacare, that the full fines and fees hit you this year. Then they'll still hit you. He would have tried to get rid of it. It's their fault. They don't do it right. Then we'll get the full repeal. That's what I'm predicting. And I predict the House will go ahead and vote on this Paul Ryan thing that will keep the death spiral from going all the way down. It's got big problems, but it's a lot better than Obamacare. And then I predict it'll get killed in the Senate because it's not globalist enough for them. And then it'll go right back to the full House. There'll be a new bill brought forward by the more conservative libertarian caucuses that will be used to then discredit Paul Ryan. And I think you're seeing Trump very Machiavelli, but in a good way for the people, set up Paul Ryan for a big, fat, juicy fall. So, we'll see if my eye is right. We'll see. But I know this, America's back open for business, and the whole world knows it. And a lot of people are excited, a lot of people are upset. But America being back in business means prosperity has a shot. And that's why I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and play one more of these Gorsuch clips again, because this is important. This is a boil down what's happening with the Supreme Court nominee. Here it is. It's a boil down.
The rating of well-qualified is reserved for those found to merit the committee's strongest affirmative endorsement. Having examined Judge Gorsuch through this lens, the standing committee members unanimously voted that he deserved the well-qualified rating.
It's the law, whether we like it or not. It's the law. And if I start saying I like one opinion or I like the other opinion,
all right,
I'm signaling.
I'll let you off the hook.
Oh.
Let me go to another one.
Thank you, Senator.
And a Republican congressman recently said the best thing the president could do for his Muslim ban is to make sure he has Gorsuch on the Supreme Court before the appeals get to that point.
Senator, a lot of people say a lot of silly things.
Oh, that sounds silly.
My grandfather.
That's more than silly. Let's say this congressman wants you on the court so they can uphold a Muslim ban.
Senator, he has no idea how I'd rule in that case. And Senator, I'm not going to say anything here that would give anybody any idea how I'd rule in any case like that could come before the Supreme Court or my court of the Tenth Circuit. It would be grossly improper of a judge to do that. It would be a violation of the separation of powers and judicial independence if someone sitting at this table, in order to get confirmed, had to make promises or commitments about how they'd rule in a case that's currently pending and likely to make its way to the Supreme Court.
Do you agree with that statement, that under the Second Amendment, weapons that are most useful in military service, M16 rifles and the like, may be banned?
Senator, Heller makes clear the standard that we judges are supposed to apply. The question is whether it's a gun in common use for self-defense, and that may be subject to reasonable regulation. That's the test, as I understand it. There's lots of ongoing litigation about which weapons qualify under those standards. And I can't prejudge that litigation.
No, I'm just asking you, do you agree with his statement, yes or no?
The statements out of the Heller decision from the United States.
Justice Scalia's statement.
Well, whatever's in Heller is the law, and I follow the law. Well, it's not a matter of agreeing or disagreeing, Senator, respectfully. It's a matter of it being the law. And my job is to apply and enforce the law.
Do you believe that there are ever situations where the cost to an employer of maternity leave can justify an employer asking only female applicants and not male applicants about family plans?
Senator, those are not my words, and I would never have said them.
I didn't say that. I asked you if you agreed with the statement.
And I'm telling you I don't.
But my view is very simple, and that is that there is a cloud now hanging over the head of the president. And while that's happening, to have a lifetime appointment made by this president seems very unseemly.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to run down the gauntlet of just over-the-top important news in this hour because we have Larry Klayman, who, of course, has won a case, a major case, the only case won against the NSA for illegal spying, exposing that. He's also connected to the NSA documents. He didn't release those to the public. That was our journalist and InfoWars D.C. chief, Corsi. And the press is the fourth of state. We have that right as long as we don't give out people's personal info and hurt them. And we didn't do that. We gave small snippets of the index of this database, people that were being surveilled, that the FBI has had for years and is fully aware of and is not denied. And you notice that there has been almost no coverage of us breaking this last Sunday, 6 days ago. That the entire Trump family is being surveilled going back before Obama. But it intensified under Obama, going right through 2015. And that, by the way, is illegal spying. There weren't warrants on this. They're just targeting for the collections. They go, oh, it's not exactly, we're not going to listen to it or look at it right now, so we're just going to go ahead and record it all. They're doing it to everybody. The last 6 years when they put that big Utah facility online, And the other big one in San Antonio, they admit they can record everything now. All the calls, all the texts, all the faxes, just landlines, everything. They admit it. Spending congressional hearings. Again, that's what's so frustrating about this. This is all admitted. I told you 3 weeks ago it was foreign intelligence collecting. And they were using it to spy on Trump when he made foreign calls. I told you. That's the law. I told you that the fact is they leaked it. That's what's illegal. And they lied about what was in it. I'm going to stop right there. It's just when you watch CNN sit there and lie to their viewers and go, there's no spying, it's insane, he made it up, when they'd just been saying they were spying. And then, oh my gosh, Fox News has the big scoop yesterday, the smoking gun. They were attacking Larry C. Johnson, their former commentator, just a few days ago on Fox and CNN, saying he just pulled it out of his rear end. Johnson was saying what's known at the CIA and NSA. He talked to his colleagues. He said, yes, they were ordered to target Trump. It's well known. And now he's been vindicated. Vindicated. We've been vindicated. Trump's been vindicated. You've been vindicated. But see, if we don't have a voice to tell people that the sun came up this morning, they'll start teaching school kids that isn't the sun, you know, that it's a lemon or something up in the sky. I don't know. But we get you the best guests like Larry C. Johnson, former section chief and analysis over a whole section of the CIA. And, of course, we have the articles where CNN says he's crazy just 2 days ago. Oh, the next day, proven completely right. He was always right. Bill Binney, former head of the NSA, technical, the guy that actually ran it. Not the little politician Hayden you see in a general outfit or a Space Command admiral outfit. You know, like he's about to be in the new Buckaroo Banzai movie or the new Star Wars. Bill Binney's joining us. That's the type of guest we get you. Former head, the guy that actually ran the NSA. One of the most famous code breakers and super mathematicians in history. They say he's up there with the top 5-6 people. Total machine. Got SWAT team raided for telling Congress, under law, that they were illegally surveilling Congress. And then it came out. William Binney's right. And after he got SWAT team, of course, other things happened to him he doesn't talk about. That's what real men do. They just keep moving forward when you get poisoned. But Bill Binney will be joining us. And then David Knight is going to host the fourth hour. And Dr. Dick Begich is still here. So I know they're also going to be shooting some other interviews, but I hope you'll join David Knight because that's just an hour wasn't enough of Dick Begich yesterday. And those two are, you know, Knight's a scientist too and an engineer. So these guys certainly get along well. So I hope he's hosting the fourth hour with him today. And then Chris Tonto Peranto, one of the most famous war heroes, not just in this age, but in hundreds of years in America, who single-handedly, with just what 6 other people, took on conservatively 300 combatants and killed most of them in Benghazi. He's going to be joining us because we put the call out to every week have a veteran on or active duty folks as well just to support the commander-in-chief and talk about how they think the country's going. Because, you know, you got the former deputy head of the Defense Department, a Politico, running around saying that they need to overthrow Trump, trying to organize it in the Washington Post and at the Pentagon. So the least our veterans can do is stand up and say, listen, this is our president. He's elected. We're not going to sit here and put up with this. We're not going to physically do anything offensively. But if you try to have martial law or you kill Trump, you people that have all been calling for it, every single one of you that have been calling for the president to be killed or overthrown, you, by law, we will be then the official resistance to a foreign globalist coup. And I'm just telling you, I'm not organizing anything. I'm asking people that are experts in resisting this type of crap to say, look, they're organizing it. I told them months ago, I said, they're going to build towards civil unrest, martial law, an attempt to overthrow the government. They're going to call it a civil emergency. And now they're calling for it all over CNN. ABC News, CBS News, Michael Moore, Rosie O'Donnell saying martial law. You know, they're saying kill Trump, overthrow Trump. This is talking points. They mean to do this. They mean to do this. So you understand, everything I've told you is coming true. It's happening because I've studied military doctrine. I've studied historical overthrows of governments. Most of these analysts and people just go read a few books and then, you know, have a CIA title and think they're geniuses. I know what I'm talking about. I know their playbook. I know, and it's not that I'm Mr. Big Shot telling you that. I'm telling you that because you've got to listen to me. And the military's got to listen to me. And people in the intelligence agencies that are loyal to the Republic, and I know it's the majority of you, because quite frankly, I used to get so mad at the agencies and all the military and police going along with the tyranny. And they'd always say, change it on top. We're giving these orders. We don't like it either. What they're doing is running the good people out because we won't do this. It's a litmus test on purpose. And then they make us all get the blame. And I said, well, let's see what you can do then. Wow, the leaks, the intel, the resistance. It was 40% of the victory was the intelligence agencies, from the local police right up to the CIA and the NSA and the Defense Intelligence and the Army and the Marines, just everywhere. I mean, look at all the Army colonels and Marine Corps colonels and generals we have on that blow the whistle on huge operations. That's who exposed Fast and Furious first, before it was ever in the news, was a Marine Corps officer out in Arizona. He's been physically attacked, you name it, death-threatened. He knows who did it, the shipments going out of there of weapons from that Marine Corps base to Mexico and then shipped to the Middle East to Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. We told you about it a year before it came out in the news, confirming everything he said. You think we have like Marine Corps colonels and people on, and they're just making stuff up on air? You think they're just pulling it out of the air? No, they're not. You think William Benny, the former head of the NSA, you think he just pulls this out of the air because he wants to have them come after him and try to kill him and SWAT team him when he's in the shower? Because he told Congress what was happening? The Senate's being spied on. Boom, SWAT team. The Senate is the government. You're not supposed to have the NSA and CIA spying on the Senate. But they're doing it. And they want to sit there and talk to us like we're stupid. So he's coming up. You know, Twitter blocks most of our articles from being shared now. And it'll get real bad, and they'll back off a while. They're testing them because when there's news about it and it ends up in newspapers, they pull back for a while. While they're banning hundreds and hundreds of other accounts a day of people that are smaller. But together, you're huge. You're bigger than Drudge. You're bigger than I am. You are the power. People say, oh, we'll just leave Facebook. No, we've got to stay on it and force them to not let it go. Like Communist China, who's telling them, censor America, we'll let you in. China is saying, we'll give you access to the biggest market in the world for people. They're the second biggest economy, but biggest market in the world for minds. 1,350-something million people in China. Or China, like our beloved president says it. Ding, ding, mong, ding, mong. I thought that meant for fun. And they're saying, you oppress your people, and we'll let you in. That's so fantastical. That's so nakedly evil. Oh, by the way, Microsoft's allowed in. They work very closely with a special Windows 10 that allows the communist Chinese to spy on everyone in the country. It's their own little NSA update. China says, thank you. So, let me tell you what else we got in the clips coming up after this break. We knew it. Democrats openly put voter registration cards in the Islamicist refugees they're bringing in the Democrat-run towns, and admit they're having them vote. Just like all those states tried to pass laws to let illegals vote. Then they sit there and they play stupid and say nobody's ever had an illegal vote. No, and again, the poor illegals are under the globalist control because they get government money. They make them go vote 5-10 times to get their welfare check or let them stay in the country. They just go as little zombie bots to go and vote and vote and vote off a list of dead people in the newspaper. That's all they do. They take the dead people out of the newspaper program, run a program of who is on the voter rolls. Okay, these people are all dead. Go vote here. That's all they do. It's very simple. And they don't want laws so that can happen. That's how it works, just like I tell you how the NSA works. And then they all come out and say exactly what I told you years ago and months ago and weeks ago. Because we're not just winging it, and I'm not just up here imagining what it is, and then it magically comes true. I'm telling you what is admitted fact. That's coming up. We also have what's up on DrudgeReport.com, an article by Paul Joseph Watson. And again, I mentioned censorship. all over the internet. They have thousands of Facebook and Twitter accounts saying, kill Donald Trump, go after me, you name it. And some of these things have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, and they let them sit there and say, we're going to kill Trump, or we're going to overthrow America. Hell, they say it on national TV. Time Magazine calls for rioting and looting. So does Newsweek. Hunt and kill all white women, Facebook post, deemed not hate speech, Infowars.com. Shocking double standard of social network giant exposed yet again. Yeah, they let the Islamists call for whatever they want as well. It's just the craziest fomenting. Because here's the deal. They don't like abolitionists and Republican voters and people that weren't racist that can bring us all together. So they're trying to do all this racist stuff that white people, the engineers are, not the idiot, you know, people that are posting this crap, kill all the white women. They're allowing all that to try to get white people to go into their own circuitous areas and just retreat from society so they can basically balkanize everybody just like a prison, like I always say, with the Asians here, the Hispanics here, the whites here, the blacks here. And even if you're not a racist, you have to go be, if you're white or you're black, you have to go be with a supremacist group and get the supremacist tattoo or they kill you. If it's a high security prison. Other ones, you just get your ass kicked. Unless you can beat the, you know, gang leader up. And then the warden's going to put you in solitary confinement because he wants the big gang leader in control. That's how it runs the prison. They'll have three or four gang leaders. Most areas don't have a big Asian population, so they'll have the local gang leader is seen as the criminal government leader. Brzezinski wrote a book in 1977, I read it years ago, The Technotronic Era, where he admits that they control the criminal leaders. That's how it works, too. They kind of saw me, I guess, as a criminal leader. Many times I was approached, but once in front of John Harmon, because we had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, on, that's running so much what we face today. And he said, listen, you're already in the superclass. You've got a big group under you. You lead the opposition movement. Just work with us, and I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. I'll come to New York next week. Meet us. You know, come on, let's do it. CFR, we're ready. We're ready. I'll go to dinner. Let's do it. And I said, nope. He goes, I just can't believe it. He said, no one says no to this. 99.99% of people never get that call, folks. I wasn't honored. Of course, I'm effective. Of course they tried to recruit me into an anti-American globalist organization. I'm an American. I'm completely loyal to liberty and freedom, my family, and you. It wasn't hard to say no to, I can go be, you know, at the Kissinger Group. Oh, my gosh. That's the top of the CFR, by the way. See, everybody else is clamoring to get into the CFR. I would just bypass the whole CFR and go right to the top. And they told me why. They said, your clarity, your focus, the way you cut through to people, you could go to the stars or go on this crusade that's going nowhere. I got told basically that exact same thing more than 15 times by different globalists. Alex, you can take over the world with us or you'll be destroyed. Well, let's see what happens to the New World Order. What's being destroyed right now? You're not laughing now, are you? But see, they already knew the potential. They already knew how precarious their position was. That's why they were trying to buy me off and so many other people that sold out willingly. But see, we've already changed the world, so now we've made it safe for people to tell the truth. And so all these other organizations and groups and people are now able to follow in our footsteps that weren't bad people. They just didn't have the trailblazing spirit. And so now everybody from Sean Hannity to Rush Limbaugh to you name it can sound just like Alex Jones. And I don't get mad at that because we're winning now. That's how I win, is when everything we talk about becomes the common culture, and that's what they say in the newspapers. Look at Trump. Look at the Republicans. Look at them. They've got to stop this. They've got to stop picking up what Alex Jones says and what Drudge says, because if that ever happens, it's over for us. But there's one Achilles heel to that, and that's our funding. I want to salute and thank all of you that buy the right products at InfoWarsStore.com. But we know from who does visit and who does buy, it's a fraction of a percentage of people that actually purchase products from us. If just 1% or 2% of you out there listening would buy water filtration you already need, we have the best systems, vetted systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, non-fluoride toothpaste that's got iodine and colloidal silver in it, nobody's got this. If you would just go buy something and sign up for AutoShip, you'd get great products, just like our information's cutting edge and you know, very risky and dangerous, we'll admit it. Our products are amazing and high quality and aren't risky. You can go read from third-party sites the thousands of reviews. 4.8 is the average. Thousands of reviews total for the different products. Sign up for the auto ship, an additional 10% off. We have got specials on high-quality storable food, 30 to 40% off, that ends this weekend on the full spectrum of the My Patriot Supply InfoWars Select label. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. We have so many other great products now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is now back in stock after being sold out for over a month. But this was a limited run. We had problems getting the tubes and getting lined up with the big manufacturer. That's the biggest organic manufacturer in the country for toothpaste. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. It's made on their line, their people, super high quality. We just add what we want into it. That's what we do. We come up with our own products, or we piggyback and private label other super high quality stuff and then discount it. InfoWarsLive.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Victory Series 2 is in. We sold out of the Donald Trump victory. There's even less of these. This is a smaller edition of the Minuteman, the classic Minuteman edition. True art, laser inscribed on the lower systems, four M4s or 223, M16 semi-automatic type variant systems. Totally legal and lawful as long as it's done privately by you. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
Chris Ferranto, known as Tonto, former Army Ranger, worked with the CIA, Benghazi. He's going to be joining us. Of course, you know the film, 13 Hours. If you haven't seen it, I don't normally watch war movie films because I know it's, you know, usually a joke compared to the real thing, but this that movie's very accurate. because they followed it according to the victims of it or the survivors of it. And so we're not talking about that film so much. He's just coming on to get into the president and the attacks on the president so much more. You know, more and more, I'm personally on my Twitter feed at Real Alex Jones. I was late coming to Twitter. I never really used it the first 5 years it was around. We've been using it a few years now. We've got about 1 million followers on our different accounts. Well, I guess if you count Watson, almost 2 million. But we have better engagement than the BBC, especially on Watson's account. So I'm trying to learn how it works. And I know libertarians and conservatives aren't really so much on Twitter, but James Woods is. And he's put up some amazing images of conservative women versus liberal women. I don't want to be mean to liberal women, but this is pretty much what they look like if you go to Real Alex Jones. We put that up on screen. And it makes me wonder just what is the difference? What's happening with this? Why is this the phenomenon? Because I've seen it at the inauguration versus the people trying to attack everybody and what was going on. Also, we just tweeted another image he had. It's conservative women versus liberal women, where you can't really do the caption. But it's a so-called liberal Democrat voter looking at a Donald Trump female voter. And I want to do a caption contest, actually, with this image. You're going to have to do your own caption on this one. Is she envious or is she... I think she just loves God's work. Anyways, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we should have a caption contest with that one because these images are just powerful. And I'm not doing this to be mean. It's true. You see it in the real world. So if I see some stereotype that's real, I'll tend to go with it. Here's another interesting issue. Copying their 1960s issue, Is God Dead, is also on our Twitter account, The Real Alex Jones. And it's a red background for Time Magazine. You guys can just scroll down. It's there. And it says, is truth dead? Well, in the 60s, they said, is God dead? Is truth dead? And I tweeted, the truth is alive and it's living quite nicely at Infowars.com/show. Lies and elitism are fighting for their lives at Time. So I love how the president did an interview with Time like they're big. They're not big. Infowars.com online is way bigger than Time Magazine online. Their circulation isn't that big. Nobody hardly reads them now. And on top of it, they then call him a liar during the whole article. Oh, he's crazy. He said he was getting spied on. It's all proven right. Oh, he's crazy. You know, he says this and that. And everything they say he's lying about is admitted fact. That's what's so crazy. But they think they're readers. They bet everything. I've got so much content I could talk for 100 years here, but I just keep repeating the same thing. They think you're dumb. They think you're dumb. Because everything is betting, like Gruber said, on you not having an attention span and being dumb, as he said it. Zuckerberg said, thank God you're such dumb Fs that you trust him. I couldn't imagine thinking of my listeners and supporters and, like, thinking badly of you. When you're great people, you support us. You're how I put food on my children's table. But I guess when you abuse people and steal their data and screw them over and do all this, that's the attitude. That's the disconnect. That's a sociopath or a psychopath for you. Coming up, hunt and kill all white women. Facebook says that's fine, but you can't support the president. And we also have other reports I haven't gotten to. Democrat-run cities push plans to let non-citizens vote. And then Chris Tonto-Paranto, the next segment, joins us and a lot more. Then William Binney, former head of the NSA Technical. Larry Klayman on the NSA leaks, and so much more. But hey, again, we're proven right. Trump's proven right. He was being spied on exactly like we said. But they all went, it's preposterous. It's ridiculous. Rub in what liars they are. Just like Trump was going to lose the election. Just like, you know, it's all their disgrace group doubled down on fraud. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. Big sales in this weekend.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school.